Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called The Identity Shift from Dreamer to Builder. Let's dive in. Most young entrepreneurs fail not because they lack good ideas, but because they're trapped in what I call someday mode. They spend months perfecting plans, researching competitors, and dreaming about launch day, but they never actually launch. The entrepreneurs who succeed make a fundamental identity shift. They stop being dreamers and become builders, and that shift changes everything. Here's what separates them. Builders understand that planning is procrastination in disguise. Research from MIT reveals something fascinating. Entrepreneurs who launch imperfect versions of their ideas are 67% more likely to succeed than those who spend months planning. Think about that. Your rough, imperfect first attempt has better odds than your polished business plan. So instead of writing another business plan, give yourself 48 hours to test one core assumption. Sell one unit, get one customer. Put something real into the world and see what happens. The market will teach you more in 1 week than 6 months of planning ever could. Successful builders follow what I call the learning loop. Launch quickly, measure real results, then adjust based on actual data. Set yourself a weekly failure quota. Aim to fail fast at 3 small experiments each week. This isn't about being reckless. It's about being smart. Each small failure eliminates one wrong path and points you toward what actually works. Let me tell you about Sarah, a 23-year-old who spent 8 months perfecting her handmade jewelry business plan. She had spreadsheets, competitor analysis, the works, but she had 0 customers. After learning about the identity shift from dreamer to builder, Sarah did something different. She posted 5 rough photos of her jewelry on Instagram with a simple caption, DM to buy. 3 days later, she'd made her first $200. More importantly, she learned that customers wanted completely different styles than she'd planned for. By the end of that month, Sarah had generated $2,000 in revenue, not by perfecting her plan, but by building, testing, and adjusting. The moment she shifted her identity from someday entrepreneur to daily builder, everything changed. Here's your action step. Right now, pick one business idea you've been planning. Within the next 48 hours, create the most basic version possible, a simple landing page, a social media post, or even a direct message to potential customers. Set a timer for 30 minutes and build something imperfect that tests your core assumption. Share it with 10 people and ask for honest feedback. This single action completes your identity shift from dreamer to builder. Because builders aren't born different, they just decided to start before they felt ready. Your dreams become real the moment you start building them, one imperfect step at a time. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.